4, 5, 6. All right, who's missing? The surface of the pond was stippled by the busy water striders that stayed out of reach of the birds. She again counted the bunch that milled about her legs. Zachary, Martha. Oh, it's Ulysses again. What on earth did I do to deserve this? She knew he must have wandered away from the pond, and if she guessed right, he had probably headed straight for the succulent gallery gardens. With a sigh, she shouldered her camera bag and retraced her steps. 45 exasperated minutes later, as she stood peering under bushes, she noticed a man walking down the hill away from the Finney Art Gallery. He was in no particular hurry, strolling along, examining the foliage bordering the path. When he reached the bottom of the slope, he nodded his head at her. It was the man who had upset the unflappable Napoleon Prynne and his secretary. "Good morning. Are you looking for someone?" he asked her. He was well-dressed, almost dapper even. Dapper was a shade unusual in Finney. "Actually, I'm looking for a wayward seagull. Have you seen one around?" "Surprisingly enough, I have. There was a crabby-looking fellow lurking around the offices behind the gallery. I thought he might be a resident of the grounds or something." He smiled, revealing dazzling white teeth. "Thank you. I'd better find him before the curator catches him nibbling on the landscaping. You seem to know your way around. Could you recommend a place for rent? Near the water? I'd like something small. A bungalow, perhaps." "Are you from out of town, then?" "Yes. How rude of me. I am Buck Pinky. I'm just here for the healthy sea air." If he was here for the air, she was the Queen of Sheba. "Ruth Budge, there aren't too many rentals here in Finney. You might check farther up the coast. Half Moon Bay is lovely and has more to offer." "I'd really like to stay in Finney. It's quaint here." "Right out of a postcard, some would say." "Yes, I want to do some fishing. Rent a boat, that sort of thing. I'm staying at the Finney Hotel now, but I'd like something more private. I passed a small cottage as I strolled the beach the other day. White trim and a slate walkway. Is it occupied?" She watched him closely. "I really couldn't say." He nodded, and she could see the perfectly unmarred dome of his head shining like a newly laid egg in the emerging sunlight. "I see. Well, thank you for your time, and I do hope you find your errant bird." He vanished into the distance. Why in the world, she wondered out loud, is he so interested in Crewe Donnelly's place? Feeling more than a little bit foolish, she returned to the gallery and skulked around the back entrance. Checking under shrubs and in flower beds, she made a thorough search for the escapee. Nothing. Abruptly, she stopped scouring the ground for feathers when she noticed one of the back doors was slightly ajar. She caught sight of a feathered behind under the umbrella stand. "Aha!" she said. Slowly pushing the door open a few inches, she crept into the room and stopped short. Sitting on a recliner was Randy Prynne, and on his lap, March Browning. Luckily, they were facing away from Ruth. Randy was whispering something into March's ear, which made her turn pink. Her normally upswept hair was completely undone. Ruth now had a pretty good idea who was on the other end of March's cryptic phone call an hour before. "What if something goes wrong? What if he finds out?" March said. "He won't. He thinks I'm a moron, remember?" Randy said, kissing her on the temple. Ruth was mortified at what she had walked in on. She felt her face burn, and she held her breath until her chest tightened. Scooping up Ulysses in a football hold under one arm, she ran outdoors like a Heisman Trophy winner sprinting toward the goal line.